sometimes that feels a bit weighty, like there are some things that aren't quite working out. That's just me. I know you guys are good. But there are some things that aren't matching up. Sometimes my philosophy or my theology isn't quite working for me. Sometimes my defense or my protection of myself or my explanation of what's going on in my life, it isn't quite working. It's like my resources that I could say, if I understood to project what's true from the Bible, my resources are huge because of God. And so I could say that to you all. I could say my resources are huge, but I'd be lying. Another mic. I'd be lying because although it's true, I'd be lying about my experience. And so in my experience, I find I have less and less resource. And every story that I've created about how my family is, or my marriage, or my work, or my whatever that is, it's... starts to, just like that microphone, starts to fall apart as I try and hold it together. And you might think, oh my goodness, this must just be me because everyone else is in good shape, so I'm just going to keep trying to hold it together. This is the walk of following Jesus. In fact, we're never meant to in ourselves have any resource, and Jesus goes through this process of reminding us that it's not you. Jesus doesn't have a great faith in us. We have a great faith in Him. And it's not meant to be us that is all together and all right and getting it all together. And what we've been doing is we've been dismembering from the body of Jesus. That what we're doing is choosing to use our own arms, our own legs, our own stories, our own thoughts, our own way of constructing and holding everything together. And Jesus has this really simple thing, because most religion gets caught in this, trying to construct a way to explain. And Jesus is really simple. When he's with the disciples, if you watch his words, he's preparing them and he's preparing us with words that are really comforting. He says around the time, he keeps telling them, take this position, be this way. And the reason he's doing that is he knows what's coming. He doesn't have a great faith in them. And he knows they're going to have to choose now. You know, even the disciples, when they're writing the books out to the church, they say, choose now. Bad things are coming. You know, you're going to hear stories. You're going to hear things that could make you scared. Choose now is the word, the language that they use. Just choose now that this is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be this person who relies on God. I'm going to be this person who's going to be connected. And so Jesus, knowing this, as he's going into probably the most horrific experience, not particularly, I think, for him, but for the people around him, they were going to basically rip apart everything in Jesus on the cross and have it all fall apart. And it's going to be the worst day of their lives. So he's preparing them and he says, okay, here's what I want you to do. When you get together, I want you to do this little simple physical ceremony. And it seems like, wow, that's we're going to eat bread and drink something. It's kind of, but he makes this a very spiritual thing. It's a simple physical thing, but it's a reminding. It's a remembering, if you want to think of it that way. That it's a reconnecting to that it's about Jesus and what he did. That you can find, the reason there's no joy is because we're trying to construct it. The joy is not in ourselves. It's not in everything that we know is right and correct in our world. It's that we know the Savior. That we know that this happened. The reason Jesus wanted them to do that is because you have to have this physical remembering of He came. This happened. He lived in this situation. And then He died. And He went through the paying of the price for all of your sins. So it doesn't matter. It actually has no binding concern to your life that it's not exactly the way it should be. And this is where childlike joy comes from. It's this simple. If you want to make it complex, you're going to be lost trying to be the resource for your life. Trying to work it out, trying to mentally make it work. But this is a celebration of joy, that this happened, that you are free. And it's a complete lie to think that I'm not free, that all these things that aren't working out for me, I need to keep thinking on. Just think on Jesus. Just allow yourself to be a child and stop trying to be the adult. And let's take the bread. If you all grab the bread right now, or something that looks like bread. It's a cracker. Okay, so I'm going to say this when I say it. I just love doing this. When I say the word broken, you can break this. Jesus came, gave his life in full body, and was broken for us. He allowed his whole body to be spent for us, God in flesh. It happened. We're going to eat that right now together and remember. It's very physical, it's very real, it's very, he knows what we've gone through, and it's all right. And we're going to drink this juice. And we're going to remember that he spent his life, he gave out, he was the sacrifice for all of our sin. It is done, it is over. And we can be free right now. And we take this blood just remembering that. And as weird as it sounds, receive the miracle that is before us, the real and living Savior that was, is, and is to come. And let's just open the floodgates to let joy come in our life and let all the things that weigh us down just wash away in Jesus' name.